This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India continues to be a beacon of hope for the world with its strong economy. He said rapid economic development has become the cornerstone for realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. The Prime Minister was addressing a post-budget webinar on the theme Sustaining and Strengthening Economic Growth this morning. The Prime Minister said India has the opportunity to become a key player in becoming a reliable and resilient manufacturing partner for the world. Prime Minister Modi said government intention and resolve are clear to build more, produce more, connect more and export more. He added that early investment in clean technologies will help industries access emerging markets. The Arunachal Pradesh State Cabinet, headed by Chief Minister Pema Khandu, approved the creation of 15 posts under the Arunachal Pradesh Finance and Accounts Service Cadre yesterday. The Cabinet approved the draft Arunachal Pradesh Accreditation Rules 2025 to streamline accreditation for journalists and media professionals. The State Cabinet approved 5 major agendas relating to the Education Department. The Cabinet also launched Pakhe Declaration Implementation Report 2025. The State Cabinet conveyed its approval for placing 5 draft bills for consideration in the state's assembly session starting from 6th March. They are related to transfer and posting of employees of Education Department, recruitment rules for physical education teachers in secondary level, grant of professorship to college teachers, recruitment rules for the post of principal and policy for allotment of diploma, PCM, PCB and allied seats. The Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chona Meen, convened a pre-budget consultative meeting with community-based organizations of the state for the ensuing state budget for the year 2026-27 at the Civil Secretariat yesterday. Mr. Meen emphasized that the pre-budget consultation is not a routine formality, but a sincere effort to listen to the voices of the people. The Deputy CM highlighted that youth empowerment and preparing the next generation for emerging opportunities remain central to the government's vision. The meeting also deliberated on forward-looking initiatives such as the development of heritage villages and cultural tourism models. The Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Women, Itanagar, will conduct a 5-day Jan Sunwai or public hearing program from 9th to 13th March 2026 to address grievances of women. The hearings will be held at the APSCW office located at Papu Hill, Papunala, from 10:30 a.m. onwards. Stakeholder departments such as Member and State Legal Services Authority and police personnel shall take part in the said Jan Sunwai. The Commission further informs that any women suffering or enduring any domestic violence or atrocity can file a complaint letter in the office of the APCW. The public are also encouraged to attend the Jan Sunwai. A 3-day district-level training program on house listing and housing census phase 1 and the Census of India 2027 is underway at the Golden Jubilee Conference Hall District Secretariat 0. The training program is for census officials of Lower Subansiri, K. Panyur and Kamle districts. The Census 2027 will be conducted through a 100% digital process. The census in Arunachal Pradesh will be carried out in 2 phases. The first phase, house listing and housing census, will be conducted from 1st May to 30th May 2026. And a second phase, population enumeration, will commence from February 2027. 79 out of 86 households of Pagkang Jorkong village have signed the MOU with the government of Arunachal Pradesh, extending their consent for conducting pre-feasibility report-related activities of the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. A hardcore insurgent of Alpha One faction, self-styled Second Lieutenant Bitul Barua, has surrendered in Khonsa Tirap district based on credible intelligence inputs from reliable sources regarding the presence of a hardcore insurgent belonging to the Alpha faction in the general area of Horu Chingan. A focused joint operation was launched by a team comprising Tirap Police, 36 Battalion CRPF and Khonsa Battalion, Assam Rifles at COB Noglo. Sustained pressure and persistent negotiations eventually motivated the insurgent to shun the path of violence and return to the mainstream. During the surrender, one .40 caliber pistol with a magazine and two live rounds of .40 caliber ammunition were recovered. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.